How's it going, everybody? And welcome to episode 206 of Master My Garden Podcast. So this one is out on the 15th of December and definitely on the wind down towards Christmas now. So this week's episode is a very simple episode. It's doing something that we did last year, and it's basically talking about a couple of things. The year in review, 2023 in review, looking a little bit forward to 2024, and talking about, you know, the podcast top 10 particularly of the last 12 months. And yeah, just generally a sort of a review of the year of what has been Master My Garden Podcast. From a gardening point of view, this year has been, you know, extremely challenging, extremely tough, as many as would know, in terms of weather. And if you look back over the whole year, across most of Ireland, we had the wettest March on record. We had another very wet April, not the wettest on record, but certainly up there with some of the wettest. And both of those months were quite cold. So we got a little bit of a false start in February. Weather was very, very mild, dry. And then all of a sudden, March and April were just a washout and really cold. And it made it a very, very difficult year in terms of, you know, gardening, sowing seeds, getting started in the garden, getting, you know, plants going, particularly veg garden. Everything was sort of slow and behind where it would normally be. And then we moved into May, and, you know, all of the weather seemed to come at once, and we had phenomenal weather through May, really good dry weather. And of course, what usually happens in Ireland, we kind of go from one extreme where it's wet and cold to really dry, and that was fine for a few weeks, but then it started to get, you know, very, very dry and warm, and that made it difficult on that side. You might say we're never happy, but it is, you know, it wasn't a normal year up until that point anyway. And then we went into June, and the first kind of couple of weeks of June were quite good, you know, sort of what you call normal weather. And from the last sort of the third week of June, it started raining. And to be honest, with the exception of a week in September and a little bit over the last week, we probably have had a lot of rain, way more than our fair share. And in several parts of the country, so July was the wettest, you know, officially the wettest July on record. And that was pretty much across the whole country. And then in August, we had some named storms, although there does seem to be every week there seems to be a named storm now, so I'm not so sure of you know, it's not like the storms that you remember from years ago where there was one named a year and it was particularly bad. There seems to be so many of them now, it's hard to know what to make of them. But there was a lot of named storms, flash floods, and obviously certain parts of the country had a lot of damage during those times. And you know, when you look at all of that weather patterns, it has been an extremely wet and difficult year. Certainly in terms of gardening, in terms of vegetable gardening, it was a really hard year on flowers because this constant wet and moisture is not what flowers like. You know, and we talk about that regularly on the podcast. And we've been navigating our way through that sort of a year. But I think, to be fair, most people have had, you know, good success. The one thing that the weather does, though, when it's like that, is it sort of takes the good out of it, and people don't kind of stick with it the same way that they would in a good year. People kind of lose interest in it a lot more quickly, as you can imagine. And I suppose all of that leads to, I suppose, a little bit less momentum in the garden than you would like. And it is hard to, you know, when you're not getting really good weather and you're getting a lot of wet days and so on, to stay motivated for it. But when you're out harvesting your flowers, harvesting your fruit and vegetables, I suppose that is, you know, that makes it all worthwhile. On the good side is that it's going to be, we're only a week away now from a year. And from there, we'll start to see the stretch, you know, certainly by the end of Jan, mid-February, we'll be seeing a good stretch in the evenings again. And then we know that we can get back at it in earnest again. For the next couple of weeks, though, you know, the gardens are sleeping. And I know for me personally, I'm going to be taking a bit of a rest because it has been a long year in terms of, it has been a tough year in terms of gardening, and a busy year for a lot of people, both in the garden and away from the garden. Life just seems to have got busy again all of a sudden. Life generally seems to be busy for a lot of people now. So certainly over the next few weeks, it's time to sort of dial that back a little bit and chill out and relax. The plan, I suppose, going into next year, the one thing that is generally true, and it's, you know, we talk about the weather a lot here because it is a strong factor in our gardening. And I saw that certainly through the year when we were doing the month-by-month sowing guides, and I had done that the previous year. And generally speaking, the month-by-month sowing guides don't change too much. But when you're in a cold spring, then certain things, you know, get held back. And that's where people seem to get great benefit from the month-by-month sowing guides that we did. But the fact that they were really, really in tune with what was happening at that time weather-wise in Ireland seemed to resonate with people quite a lot. And, you know, it's great that people are getting benefit from that. So that's something that will definitely continue going into next year. On the positive side of weather, it typically, touch wood, it typically is a case that when you get a year like that with so many wet months, you generally end up, you know, the following year with kind of a good growing year and a good, you know, a good kind of gardening year. So that's certainly what we're hoping for, fingers crossed. And, you know, as I say, that's generally what happens. So hopefully that follows suit this year. So in terms of, you know, the podcast, what has gone on this year, there has been some changes. You know, the top 10, I kind of like to review that at this time of the year. It's a bit of fun, I suppose, in terms of the top 10, like the charts. But more importantly for me, it's when I see what episodes are doing really well and which ones are in the top 10 and which ones are, you know, running close to the top 10. It makes it really easy to know what you the listeners, are looking for. And as I say, you know, if there's ever anything that you want covered, just definitely bang me an email to info@masteringgarden.com and I'll cover it as best I can. But by looking at the top 10, you do get to see, you know, the type of episode that you guys want. And that gives me an idea of the type of listener that I have. So obviously I know some of you guys, but not very many, because podcasting, as I've said before, it's kind of a little bit behind the scenes, whereas, you know, it's not as, you're not as out front as some other mediums. So I don't always know who's listening. I get lots of surprises to know who's listening. I saw a lovely post on LinkedIn today from somebody whose dad, who's listening to the podcast. He loves feeding the birds. He loves his garden. And he was listening to the episode with Niall last week about keeping wild birds. And the person was thanking me for the episode for her dad, because it was something that gives him, I suppose, something to listen to, a little bit of entertainment, keeping his mind active, kind of a little bit of education in it. And, you know, that was a podcast listener that I didn't know existed. And it's so heartening to hear people like that. And during the year, then I get lots of different messages about people who found inspiration from something or learned something and then carried that through into their own garden. You know, that's the aim of the podcast, is to deliver something to you every week that you can take and use in your own garden. So it's really great when I hear from you guys. So if ever you want to drop a message, an email, just get in touch. It's great to hear what you're liking. But from the top 10, I do see, you know, the type of episodes that you guys are liking. So to count down, I guess, so at number 10, last year it was in the top 10 as well. This year it's at number 10. It's episode number 39, and that's with Klaus Leitenberger. So Klaus Leitenberger is one of the best organic vegetable growers in the country. Really good teacher and educator. We spoke about his books recently on the Christmas Gifts for Gardeners, and a really, really top class speaker and educator on organic gardening. And so Klaus Leitenberger, episode number 39, is at number 10. At number 9 is the episode on saving seeds with Madeline McKeever. And Madeline is from Brown Envelope Seeds. And again, we spoke about that on the Christmas Gifts for Gardeners episode. So Madeline speaks about how to save seed and the importance of it. And that's on episode 87. So they were two really good episodes. And then sort of continuing the same team in at number 8, it's Perennial Vegetables with Patrick Hunt. And I've had Patrick on the podcast twice. We spoke about perennial vegetables in one of the episodes. And we also spoke about school gardening. And again, that episode was hugely popular, and it's in at number 8 in the top 10. In at number 7 then is one of my own episodes, a solo episode, 10 Perennials to Sow in the Autumn. And so that one seemed to resonate with people quite a lot. It was just going through a list of 10 seeds, perennial seeds that you can sow in the autumn time. And it was flowers, so perennial flowers that you can sow in the autumn time to have beautiful spring color and summer color the next year. And I was just talking about how easy it is to actually propagate some of your own plants. And that episode, which is number 139, is in at number 7. Then at number 6, one of the best gardeners in Ireland is June Blake, talking about her own garden. And yeah, it's a really good garden. If you haven't visited, it's a really good garden to visit and one worth looking at. Best time to visit is definitely, you know, she's very big on her hot colors and big summer color. So that's a great time, obviously summer months, but it's like all of these open gardens. If you go at different times of year, you'll see different things, but at its best in high summer. And that's episode 132, which is number 6 in the list with June Blake. In at number 5, it wasn't in the top 10 last year, but I did say it was going to get into the top 10. It's episode 125. In at number 5, it's Dr. Elaine Ingham from the Soil Food Web. And she was talking about soil health and explaining everything to do with, you know, how the soil works and the importance of soil. And, you know, we've featured soil quite a bit and the importance of it. And I know that a lot of you guys kind of buy into the get the soil right and everything else falls into place, you know, philosophy now. And yeah, that episode was outside the top 10 last year, but I knew it would push into the top 10 for this year. And so that's episode 125, Dr. Elaine Ingham, and definitely worth a re-listen. Is, you know, that episode is definitely worth a re-listen for anyone who's gardening themselves. And at number 4, and it was right up there last year as well, was Companion Planting with Tanguy from Dunmore Country School. That was episode 59. And it's in at number 4 in the charts. Now, that was a two-part episode, 59 and 60. And yeah, two really good episodes. And number 59, which was part 1 of that, is in at number 4. In at number 3 is episode 130 with Niall McGauley. Niall has a really good YouTube channel. He's based in Ireland. And it's his YouTube channel is Niall Gardens. And it's definitely worth checking out. Regularly doing, you know, how-to different videos on how to house plans and chats about growing his own veg, growing his own flowers and sowing seeds, new glass house, lots of things like that. So, you know, great episode on a weekly basis on YouTube. And then in at number 2, or still at number 2, should I say, is episode 26. So a really, really early days episode of the podcast. And it was how to grow your own wildflower meadow with Sandra Cofola. And that episode, so often now people comment on that it just cuts through all of the, I suppose, nonsense that's out there around wildflower meadows. And it really gets to a point where you can make sense of it. Sandro is, without a doubt, the best wildflower expert in the country. He's been growing wildflower seeds for so many years. He knows every wildflower that you can get. He understands the conditions they grow in and so on. And during the summer months there, I've recorded a course with Sandro, which is pretty much available for release now. It's how to grow your own wildflower meadow. And it's really, really an extension of that good episode. It takes you through every single stage of how to grow your wildflower meadow. And this is a native wildflower meadow. We talk about floral meadows and native wildflower, the comparisons between them. And then we lead on to how to grow a proper long-term wildflower meadow. And, you know, with some input from Sandro. And it's a really, really great course. And that's coming out full launch in the springtime, just in time for when people can actually get out and sow it. But episode 26 is in at number 2. And as I say, a great episode with Sandra Cofola. And then at number 1, still at number 1, should I say, is episode 56 with Charles Dowding. So obviously no dig expert, Charles Dowding. And that episode is still hugely popular. And yeah, that's some changes there in the top 10 this year, but it's really useful for me to know what ones are doing well, what ones are interesting, because that means that, you know, I can angle the rest of the content towards that. And, you know, every episode is aimed and set up to help you in your garden. And yeah, getting a steer from what's working and what's resonating with you guys is really helpful. On the listener front, it's been an interesting year again. So still, obviously, because a lot of the content is tailored towards Ireland and being quite topical to Ireland on a weekly basis, as you would expect, the majority of the listeners are in Ireland. 68% of you guys are listening in Ireland. But I have a huge following in the US. Whether it's the Irish accent or what, I don't know. But 14% of the listeners are from the US. And in terms of listens, you know, listen downloads, that's it's quite a lot, because the podcast is gaining momentum all the time. We're heading for 200,000 downloads, which I know for some of the maybe big podcasts or the maybe more mainstream podcasts, the entertainment ones, those numbers wouldn't be big. But in terms of gardening podcasts, you know, it's doing quite well. So 14% of listeners are in the US, 9% in the UK, and 2% in Australia, a couple of percent in Canada, Germany, New Zealand, France. And yeah, 395 towns or cities represented on the list. Don't worry if you're listening. That's I get very broad information that there's a listener in Dublin. I don't get, you know, addresses or anything. There's nothing like that. It's just vague information that you have somebody in Galway listening, or you have somebody in Dublin listening, and you get your stats based on that. Interestingly enough, Apple Podcasts last year was kind of accounting for 50 to 60% of where people listened. And that has changed actually this year. So Apple Podcasts is now 35%. And Spotify seems to have gained huge traction in terms of where people are listening, up to 31%. On either of those, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or you're listening on Spotify on a regular basis, please do, you know, give the podcast a review, 5-star review if you can, and, you know, drop in any recommendations or any testimonials you want on the podcast there. It really does help when you get testimonials and you get, you know, 5-star reviews. Then the platforms actually push them to people who are listening to similar podcasts, or they serve them to people so that they may dip into it. So doing anything like that helps, you know, helps the podcast. And then the stat that's, you know, rings true when we hear the podcast, you know, 2 weeks ago about Julianne was getting a Bluetooth speaker to listen to a podcast or listen to music while in her glasses. I'm still seeing that 86% of the people are listening to the podcast on mobile. And most of that is listening while they're out in the garden pottering. You know, a lot of people send messages to say, I was just listening to your episode while, you know, cutting the hedge or planting in the garden, or, you know, pricking out seedlings in the tunnel or the glasshouse. And, you know, that's really, really heartening to hear and to see that. So 86% of people listening on mobile. And yeah, it's just really, really heartening, as I said, to hear the messages of people, to hear from you guys, the listeners. And yeah, it's interesting. And all of that information that I'm building up will, I suppose, help me to tailor more episodes for you guys. And yeah, like, that's kind of all I was covering this week. Just a little bit of a look at the kind of tough year that was, looking into next year, I suppose we're, you know, up to the mid to end of December now, and being realistic, there's very little going to happen gardening wise over the next sort of month or 6 weeks. And the important thing at this stage is to be thinking ahead. So check your seeds, see what you have, gather up any seeds that you need, get rid of, you know, seeds if they're not germination. So do a little germination test on them. If they're failing germination tests, get rid of them and get fresh seed. You'll get your journal, as we spoke about a week or two ago, get your planner going. If you do get opportunities outside, you know, get some prep work done on your beds. And that any work done at this time of the year, you know, while the garden is sort of sleeping, any work done at this time of the year would be a massive help to you going into the springtime. So getting all your ducks in the line, looking back on what was a tough gardening year, but certainly hoping for a much, much better one in 2024. And thanks for all the listens, and looking forward to serving more of that type of content going into next year. And that's been this week's episode. Thanks for listening, and until the next time, happy gardening.